Is there anyone else that wants
okay,
to be
let
heard?
Me, the thing that cannot be done is at this point in time, you cannot make an amendment that addresses the main motion because this is a substitute. So that may sound complicated, but it's really not. So, yeah, what I have, the amendment that exists is that the central services formula be based on 15% total revenue of station calculated quarterly. All revenue is to be included in the calculations. That can be amended.
Dwayne Lark.
Okay. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Now that we've spent close to 2 hours on deliberations, in addition to the enormous amount of hours we've spent previously, why can't we just vote on the main motion instead of dragging this out even further?
Because I have an amendment, is my answer.
Well, it doesn't appear that your amendment, even when you read it, made any sense, Mr. Chair. It's confusing the situation rather than solving a problem.
Unfortunately, my computer is not working, so I cannot type the amendment, and I'm trying to compose it, as is clear, on the fly. But I think as we've done many times before, we can hammer out the language that I'm seeking and get it correct. And it's not that hard.
Chair, this is Nancy. I offer to type your amendment up and send it to the group.
Okay, thank you, Nancy. That's very much appreciated. So the amendment, let's try again on the amendment. Arpal, did you write any of that down, or was that too convoluted?
It was convoluted, and plus other people were doing things, and I had to keep track of stuff. So,
of course.
Do it again.
Would you accept my help, Arpal?
Well, I would accept it, but the basic deal is if he's going to read it out, I'm going to hear it.
Yeah.
And unless
okay.
there's a lot of stuff for me to do all of a sudden again, while he's reading it, I think I can catch it. And I'll read it out again so everybody can hear it.
Thank you, Arpal. All right, I'm going to ask for some help from Arpal or Nancy or whoever would like to offer it to help me word this. And basically what I'm trying to do is deduct the expenses that I mentioned, the rent and for the tower, the offices, and the studios, WPFW and WBAI, and deduct the cost for the air conditioning that's provided by KPFK from their revenue in order to the revenue that we're using to take a percentage of and pay the central services or make this to arrive at the central services amount.
Okay, so you want to deduct the $4,000 a month air conditioning from KPFK. What are the
I don't think we should. I don't think we should say a price because that may change. I just want to deduct the cost of the air conditioning.
Cost. Okay, the cost. So deduct the cost. To deduct the cost of air conditioning for PRA from KPFK, name the other costs.
Okay, the tower rent, the tower studio and office rent for WBAI and WPFW.
Okay. By the way, studio and office, that's the same thing. Is it different at WPFW? Do they have separate studios and offices?
It has been different in the past at WBAI,
okay,
where we had a studio in one place. So it's just, you know, trying to be inclusive.
All right, so what I have then is to deduct the cost of air conditioning for Pacifica Radio Archives from KPFK, to deduct, hold it. to deduct tower, studio, and office rent for WBAI and WPFW. Anything else?
Not unless somebody else wants to suggest something. So I think that's good.
Let me make sure we all are on the same.
This is Paulina.
Let me just see where our Paul is going.
So what I have is there is an amendment. The primary amendment at this point reads that the central services formula be based on 15% total revenue of station calculated quarterly. All revenue is to be included in the calculations.
Hmm.
How about, you know, could we, would anybody object if we made this 15% of total revenue of the stations, plural?
Well, Mr. Chair.
You object, I'll leave it as it is, but it ain't going to sound too good when it gets to the PNB. I mean,
well, let's see what Dwayne's objection is. Go ahead. Let's see what the objection is. Go ahead, Dwayne.
I mean, if we just address the original motion as it was written, it did have exclusion. And I don't have a problem making it more concise and clear that there are no exceptions, that all revenues are to be included in the calculation. And I thought that was about as simple as it could get if you place it in the motion rather than implying it in some unclear manner.
Mr. Chair, Paulina requested to speak as well on the...
Yes, you did, Paulina.
Mr. Chair,
I
we need to nail this language down before we can do anything else.
I appreciate
now,
that.
I'm
going to see if Paulina can help us do that. Is that okay?
No.
Oh, okay.
I suggest that what we're doing here, the last thing I was trying to do is to make this grammatically a bit better. That's all. That it would read.
This is Paulina. I still request
it. Well, okay. Talk over me then. Talk over me. We'll all do that, and it'll be a merry, nice night.
Okay. Let's try and maintain our composure.
Let's try that. That the central services formula would be based on 50% of total revenue of the stations calculated quarterly, period. All revenue is to be included in the calculations. And you would have an amendment to that to add to deduct the cost of air conditioning for Pacifica Radio Archives from KPFK to deduct tower, studio, and office rent for WBAI and WPFW, which means the second sentence, all revenue is to be included in the calculations.
Just add the word except. Add the word except. E-X-C-E-P-T, and then you list the items that
are not to be included. Can I offer a suggestion instead of accept?
Well,
Can I offer the suggestion of less?
I cut Paulina off. Let me just
finish
working with our Paul.
My apologies.
And then I'll come back.
Yeah, okay. So yours would be to add except to deduct the cost of air conditioning for PRA from KPFK to deduct tower, studio, and office rent for WBAI and WPFW.
Correct.
All right.
And again, I apologize. I thank you for helping me work on that. Paulina, I'll get to you in 1 second. I just want to say that this, my computer is not working. And so I appreciate everyone's indulgence in helping me do that. You go ahead, Paulina.
Thank you. I don't think the word except works because it's we're talking about revenues and costs. So it would be and to deduct, I would say. Because I don't think that those items that you added, Jim, are revenue items. So I think it would be as well as or to deduct.
Yes, you're right.
Also,
I get it.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
That's one thing. The other thing that I wanted to add was that it's a bit, if we're doing cost-based deductions, it makes sense, of course, to deduct the much higher cost that some stations are bearing, such as, the KPFK, the fact that KPFK is hosting PRA,
the fact that that you guys at the WBAI are paying you know, rent and things like that. But then, you know, you can also, I mean, if you were to be fair, then you have to deduct equally. So then you would probably need to deduct for stations that don't pay rent, but they taxes, I suppose, on property. I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm just trying to imagine what the what people would object to, right? So am I wrong in thinking that if we're going down that lane, we have to be very, very detailed and paying attention to whatever each station. So, for instance, KPFT might say, and to deduct the cost of having to stay to deal with racists every day. I don't know. I'm sorry. sorry, I didn't mean to be flippant. I was flippant. Now, you know, what's the basis of adding cost-based deductions besides that they are very much, very much affecting our stations? I agree. I absolutely agree, James. Thank you.
Well, I'll take that question as directed to me and just suggest that it's twofold. I mean, I'm sure that there might be other extraordinary expenses that other stations have, but it's addressed at trying to lighten the burden on stations that have those are suffering with them. And also, I was hoping that we could someone would suggest something at KPFT that could be included, because I know KPFT is cut to the bone and suffering, and I didn't have something to offer there. But so that's basically the purpose. And did I hear our Paul?
Yes. The issue we have here, all right. There is a second sentence that says, all revenue is to be included in the calculations. Now, you want to change that a little bit. So adding the word and to deduct does not make grammatical sense to me. I think except to deduct does.
May I offer
a suggestion? Did you take Paulina's point? Sure. One second, Chris. Did you take Paulina's point that we were talking about revenue in the first clause, and in the second clause, we're talking about expenses. So you have to use the word, I guess, to specifically say you're going to deduct the expenses of, and then list the expenses and the appropriate stations for each one. Did that make sense?
All right, if you want to put, so and to deduct. All right, so it's now and. All right, fine.
And to deduct from the total revenue those items. Now, I want to ask
total
Chris.
Cost.
And any,
from the total cost. It says.
Mr. Chair, I have a question.
And to deduct,
I'm sorry, yes,
the
yes,
cost.
Yes, yes, you're right, you're right, you're right. Dwayne, I'm going to ask you to wait because I think Paulina had a question first, and then I'll go to you. Paul, did you get that, or are we done there?
Let me read it. Your amendment becomes to add, quote, and to deduct the cost of air conditioning for Pacifica Radio Archives from KPFK, to deduct tower, studio, and office rent for WBAI and WPFW, period. That
yes,
what you want?
That's good.
All right.
That's good. Now, I think Chris was first and then Dwayne.
I want to get in line behind Dwayne. I'm looking up the numbers right now. I need a moment to look up the numbers. Go put Dwayne first, and I'll jump in behind him.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Yeah, my question is, why don't you make the exceptions generic to any station that has those costs? And the reason I ask that question is it's very possible that in the very near future, doing this fiscal year, that KPFT may incur rent costs, et cetera. And it should not be necessary to come back to the board to get an amendment to make an exception when it should be across the board for everybody. Everybody should be treated the same. And if you make the motion such that anyone who has those expenses, that they will be deducted.
I take your point, Dwayne, and I certainly agree with that. And I think that is appropriate. And so I think what we need to do, though, is vote on my amendment first, and then you'll have to speak up and request the floor to add your amendment, because, again, we can only have one or two amendments at a time.
Your amendment is not formulated yet. You only have to need to make the correction.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Very good. I agree. Now I have to apologize to our Paul, because we're going to ask him to change it again.
I think, well, this becomes silly. So the chair is ruling that this amendment is not set yet.
Well, Well, that's an interesting point. That was what Dwayne was suggesting, and I guess I felt it wasn't set yet, although I realized that I did sort of indicate to you that it was set, so.
How is it set and you're still working on language? Let's use a little common sense, Mr. Chair.
I think we did arrive at the final language, but if I'm wrong, I'll stand corrected. I think if we're going to the same place, it doesn't matter. We can do it one way or the other. I'm open to either one. And since I'm going to ask our Paul one more time, would it be acceptable to you to do what I think sounds easier, which is add Dwayne's language now? Or would you rather have us go the other route?
What is Dwayne's language?
Dwayne's language was he wants to make it generic, not name the radio stations, but just say say tower, office, and studio rent. Because, you know, there's a possibility that another station may find a need to have that exception, and that kind of fits my objective, which was to include something in there for KPFK. KPFT. I just didn't think of it, and I wish I had. I did speak to some members earlier today. I did not get a chance to talk to Dwayne. So,
well, okay. How about this? You really, really, really decide what your language is going to be, one way or the other, and we have that be it.
I appreciate that.
Paulina, I think that what Dwayne proposes is perfect. And we can dispense with it.
Or we could also.
Okay, James, I'm ready to be back on the stack when you have that opportunity to give me.
Okay, I just want to... okay, Teresa, hold on one second, everybody. I want to get Dwayne's language... I want to change the language to Dwayne's suggestion, and I apologize again. It means we have to go back to work.
You know what? A lot of...
Yes. Go ahead,
I'll give you an idea, too. How about yours becomes, however, however... the cost of AC for PRA and KPFK and the tower, studio, and office rent for, I guess you'd have to say all stations, be deducted. Does that sound like...
Be deducted from what?
From the going up to the other one?
From the revenue
the central
for
services
any...
formula.
From the revenue. From the revenue.
Yes, from the revenue of the central service department for the individual, for the named stations.
Station.
For those stations, yeah.
Okay. Paul, I'd like to add in for the revenue, from the revenue for clarity, okay? Because it wasn't clear to me.
Good, Chris, yeah.
Okay, how do you like how do you like however in front of that?
Not too much. I mean,
well,
I prefer...
I'd like to ask,
go ahead.
One person needs to make this amendment.
I'll step down.
And I think it's the chair, and I would really like to ask him what he wants to do. How about however...
Okay. You won't like this idea. I was wondering if we should go into a committee of the whole for a few minutes to do this.
We're already a committee.
Well, can't we go into committee of the whole?
How? We're a committee.
Okay. Sorry. Okay,
everybody
you're right.
Gets to talk.
There's no
limit.
Hole. I get it. Okay. Right. Okay.
However, the cost of AC for PRA from KPFK and the tower, studio, and office rent for all stations be deducted from the revenue. So your amendment would then become, however, the cost of AC for PRA from KPF, okay.
Teresa, for the stack.
I heard you, Teresa. I want to just give our call
okay.
a chance to finish.
However,
this.
The cost of AC for PRA be deducted from KPFK. Let's see, deducted from KPFK. KPFK's revenue.
Sure.
Okay. KPFK's revenue and the tower, studio, and office rent for all stations be deducted from their revenue. Okay.
That sounds right. Yep.
All right. That's it. That's your amendment.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, we're done with that. Okay.
And thank you for everyone's indulgence. I got Chris and then Teresa.
No, that's okay. I mean, I was just offering to help with the amendments.
Oh,
I had a question
I'm so sorry. I wish you'd said that.
It's okay. I'm done.
Okay. Teresa? Teresa, are
you
muted?
Yes,
now. Yes.
Okay, I'm just wondering if, like we're now suggesting that we take $48,000, I understand, from KPFK, from what KPFK is giving to the national office. We're reducing it by $48,000. Now all of
that's subtracted from their revenue.
Okay.
Not it as when before you calculate
so,
what the
okay,
service
so,
payment
and we're
is.
Taking all of our
you're
power
taking you're taking 15% of $48,000 from
okay.
the national office.
Okay, and
15%. And by the way, just one other comment, if I may, and it's that is not really a KPFK expense; it's a PRA expense. So it is. Yeah. You're right. It is a deduction from what gets to the national office, but I don't think it's really right to call it from KPFK.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Although I guess you know that's what they were doing, so maybe it is right. Go ahead.
Here's just something to consider. I remember about 10 years ago when I went to New York, and I went to talk to Dan Coughlin. And when I said, oh, we're spending $75,000 a month on Empire State Building, whatever it was, and he said, oh, wow. And his first thought was, have you thought about going to some of your elected officials and requesting that that towers be the tower people be asked to designate less expensive rates for nonprofit radio stations. I don't know whether anybody's done that, but necessity is the mother of invention, and I'm just wondering if we add all of these things up, if we aren't just taking it down, you know, down to 12%. I don't know how this is. I'm trying to calculate in my mind the rent and the tower and the air conditioning and all of these things, and I don't know how much we're taking it down. I really want to pay. I think that there is tremendous potential at every one of these stations to either reduce these expenses or raise more money if we just get our act together. And I am very concerned that it's very easy to say, oh, well, let's just not pay national office. I'd like us to get to a point where national office helps us each save the money. I don't know, go to the electric company in Los Angeles and say, "Will you give, this is a national treasure, can you give us a reduced rate on air conditioning?" I don't know what could be done about that, but I'm thinking, isn't there possibly a better way than saying, okay, well, we are all going to pay, but except I'm not going to pay this, and I don't want to pay this, and I don't, and we find excuses for each one of our stations to pay less, except KPFA. I can't calculate this fully here, but we're reducing the amount, and I cannot figure out what we're taking down from 15%. And I want to make sure that national office has enough to conduct its business to provide the services that we each need. Thank you for listening.
I appreciate your thoughts, Teresa. I do. And I want to at least give you, yes, Arpa, I've got you. I want to give you at least one explanation for the situation in New York with the tower rent. The politics in New York is totally controlled by real estate. Real estate rules New York City politics, and it's been suggested, it's been floated, you know, trial ballooned, shall we say, and there is just no receptivity in Manhattan to make a charitable exception for, you know, to make a law about a charitable rate for antennas. And I think, well, I won't say something that I don't know. Go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah. Yes, the attempt to get the thing lowered by politicians has been tried again and again. The reason why it doesn't work, and the basic thing to remember is, Empire and every place else is money. Politicians don't tell money what to do. Money tells politicians what to do. And so we're going through the wrong end of the telescope, and it's not worked, and it's never going to work. That's it.
Thank you, Arpa. That was much more concise and a better explanation than I gave.
Well, Mr. Chair, Dwayne Lark.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Well, there also is another consideration. I know when you're talking about regions, there are more liberal and progressive tax policies and other considerations in different regions. But Texas, for instance, and I think R. Paul was correct about the politicians being controlled about those who donate to their campaigns. And actually, in Texas, they write the bills. But they're also, if this country is full of what is called free market. And so it's very difficult, even with landowners in Houston, Texas, period, where there's no zoning. So the idea is that you're going to go and tell someone what they can do with their own property, and they have a market rate that they feel like they can get, and obviously other people are paying for it. So it's a little more convoluted and a little more complex than just the two that were suggested. I offer a third, that it's a free market, and landowners and business owners and property owners don't want anybody telling them what they have to give and what they don't have to give. They want the market to be able to tell them that by who's willing to pay what.
Mr. Chair, point of personal privilege.
Go ahead, Paulina.
I am going to have to leave because I have a show to do, a live show, in an hour and a half or so. So, so that everybody knows. I would be happy to participate in the vote. Thank you.
I think we're ready to go to a vote now
if there's no
objection. Yeah, thank you, Paulina. Are we ready to go to a vote on this? Is there any more discussion? Mr. Secretary, will you call the roll, please?
Okay. What we have is the amendment that is on the floor, which is to add at I should probably read the front of it. Okay. The primary amendment is that the central services formula be based on 15% of total revenue of the stations calculated quarterly. All revenue is to be included in the calculations. The amendment to that, which is on the floor, is to add. However, the cost of air conditioning for Pacifica Radio Archives be deducted from KPFK's revenue, and the tower, studio, and office rent for all stations be deducted from their revenue. Please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams.
Pass.
Teresa J. Allen.
I pass.
Nick Arena. Fred Blair. Fred Blair.
I vote yes, at least so we get a new central service formula.
Chris Corey.
Pass.
Dwayne Lark. You pass? Okay. R. Paul Martin. I pass. James Sagerton.
I'm going to vote yes.
Anita Sims.
Pass.
Nancy Sorden. Nancy Sorden?
Yeah.
All right. Please stop laughing so I can hear. Nancy Sorden.
Pass.
Pass. Oh. Polina Vasiliev.
I'll just vote yes, you folks, just to stop this laughter.
Okay. Going back. Sharon Adams.
Epstein.
Teresa J. Allen.
I'm going to say abstain.
Nick Arena. Fred has voted. Chris Corey.
Abstain.
Dwayne Lark.
Well, I like my original motion, so I'm going to abstain.
You're going to abstain?
Yeah, I'll argue at the National.
Okay, R. Paul Martin. Yes. James, okay. Anita Sims.
Pass.
Nope, can't pass twice.
Yes.
Was that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden. Nancy? I do not hear Nancy Sorden. Okay, the tally
Sorry,
is...
Sorry, I was muted. Sorry, I was muted.
Okay, Nancy Sorden?
Vote. Yes.
Yes. Okay, the tally is 6-4-0 against 4 abstentions. So, that amendment passes. Okay. All right, now it becomes the whole motion. Oh, I got to go back to the front here. All right, so I'm bringing this up here and putting it down there.
This is the substitute motion now, right, R. Paul?
Hold on a second. Let me this all together so that we have...
One thing.
One thing I can read. And I hope that this sounds right. The entire amendment becomes that the central services formula be based on 15% of total revenue of the stations calculated quarterly. All revenue is to be included in the calculations. However, the cost of air conditioning for Pacifica Radio Archives be deducted from KPFK's revenue, and the tower, studio, and office rent for all stations be deducted from their revenue. a small necessary thing. It's grammatically a mess. All revenue be, however, that the, that make it, however, the cost,
yeah.
I guess that makes it sound okay. All right, here's how
I always go back to the end.
Here, I think this is how it could sound, that the central services formula will be based on 50% of total revenue of the stations calculated quarterly. All revenue is to be included in the calculations. However, however, that the cost of air conditioning for PRA be deducted from KPFK's revenue, and the tower studio and office rent for all stations be deducted from their revenue. A little rough sounding, but there it is.
Do you think it's clear enough that
okay.
that means for purpose of calculation, R. Paul?
Do I think it's clear enough? Let's see.
I guess I asked the wrong question.
You know what?
My apologies.
The verb. The verb is the problem.
We have
all
order
revenue is to be.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to call for
sorry.
Whoever's laughing, if you
sorry.
Could mute yourself, that would be appreciated.
Could I suggest all revenue is to be included in the calculations. However, okay, I got it. It's at the end. However, the cost of AC for PRA be deducted from KPFK's revenue, the tower, studio and office rent for all stations shall be deducted. How about that?
Yeah.
That way we've got a verb in the right place. We've been
chasing
verb. Shall
be deducted from?
Shall be
deducted
from their revenue.
Okay.
That the central services formula be based on 15% of total revenue of the stations calculated quarterly. All revenue is to be included in the calculations, semicolon. However, the cost of air conditioning for Pacifica Radio Archives will be deducted from KPFK's revenue. And the tower, studio, and office rent for all stations shall be deducted from their revenue. So make it shall.
Yes.
Yes,
shall.
However, the cost of AC for PRA shall be deducted from KPFK's revenue. Tower, studio, office rent for all stations shall be deducted from their revenue. There, I think we've got it, and it's even grammatical.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works well enough.
It's sausage. Who is that?
Teresa for the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I just want to add one quick question for Anita Sims. Anita, do you think that this formula is going to leave enough for a national office to conduct its business properly for the foundation?
I think so. I mean, I've not run the numbers as of yet.
Well, I assume you'll tell us if it doesn't. Thank you.
Yes, I will.
I just want to add. I want to add one other point, and that is that there is sideband income that is going into the national office from some of the stations, including WBAI and others, which Lydia Brazan has specifically asked me not to include in this because the national office is having shortfalls like others. So we've left that alone for the time being. We can address that later, but they will have that additional income stream.
Paulina here as well. We've been doing national fund drives, so there is some extra income for the first time for the national office. Thank you.
Mr. Chair,
thank you,
I point out, what we've just
yes.
passed is a substitute motion.
Correct.
An amendment which is a substitute motion. We haven't voted to pass it yet, and once
correct.
We pass it, assuming it passes, then we have to pass it again because it becomes the main motion. So I'm just letting everybody know we're not quite done yet.
So let's get busy on that, shall we? Are we ready for
perhaps
a vote?
There's no objections.
Not quite.
Okay.
Not quite, I think. No, not quite. Not quite yet.
Go ahead, Chris.
Chair, may
go
I
ahead.
Have... Okay. So I could throw this into utter turmoil by asking for another amendment on that motion now, just like you did, James. But I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to ask instead is I'm going to ask Duane, if you don't mind. I know that this thing will be subject to revision at the PND level. There's nothing in your timing at all. You know, it doesn't say which quarter, you know, how long after the quarterly reports are submitted that these changes are taking place, what periods they govern. You know, it's actually kind of a mess on the timing side. And I don't want to mess with that right now because, you know, it would require an additional amendment and it's 11:19 p.m. on the East Coast. So what I'm asking Duane is if when this comes to the floor in the PMP, I'll have the opportunity from his point of view to add those amendments.
Absolutely. In fact, I think there
okay.
may be additions and extractions, frankly.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. That's all I need to say. I have no, and in that case, I am going to stand down on this and proceed as you will, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Chris. All right. Are we ready for a vote? I'll ask if there's any objection.
No strenuous one.
Hearing none. I appreciate that, Chris. hearing none. So that becomes the main motion. And now, shall we ask if there is any objection to the main motion? Hearing none, we did it. It's sausage.
Hallelujah.
I vote to adjourn.
Hallelujah.
We can adjourn. Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you all.
Yes.
Good night.
I think there's objection to adjourning.
Oh, we have to vote. Is there any objection to adjourning? Hearing none. Thank you all very much.
Goodbye.
I know that was okay. tough, but we did it.
Good working with you all this year.
Thank
Have
you,
a great
too.
Day.
Thanks, everybody.
Good night.
And thank you, Paulina.
Good night.
Thank
you.
Thank you,
Anita.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Mm-hmm.